The Wheeling Park High School Bluegrass Band. The Wheeling Park High School Bluegrass Band. I have a note here from somebody who's listening and loves you guys. And let me get that in front of me. Lisa Hayworth.
Oh, that's my mom.
That's your mom. Grab that microphone there so you can say.
Hi.
Let's make sure that's on. Try that again.
Hello.
There you are. That was on our side. That's your mom, Lisa.
Yes, that's my mother.
Hang on, I should be able to figure this out. You must be Lily.
Yes, I am.
And Lily, we're going to do this with all of you, but tell me about yourself. How old are you?
I'm 17 years old.
And you're playing the bass.
Yes.
You're in 11th grade?
Yes, I am.
How long have you played the bass?
I've been playing the bass since I was 11. I started out on classical bass. Then my freshman year of high school, I joined the band, and I've been playing bluegrass since then.
And did you ever have to stand on a stool to play it?
Yes, actually. Yes.
It's still taller than you are. I heard the other day when talking to members of a 6th grade symphony orchestra that people are afraid of the bass when they're young because it's so much bigger than they are.
Oh, and I was terrified of it.
Were you really?
Yes.
I was surprised.
Yes.
How did you overcome your fear?
I just wouldn't let anyone help me while carrying it, so I just kind of learned to do it on my own, and I got over that fear.
Well, that's great. Do you have any shout-outs you'd like to give?
Shout-out to George Benz. I hope he's watching or listening.
Who's that? Yeah.
George Benz is my mom's coworker, and he's a big fan of the Wheeling Park Bluegrass Band.
Oh, great. Well, it's nice to have you here. And why don't we meet our dobro player, I think. Do you have a true dobro, or is it a national, or...?
This year is a gold tone customized by Paul Beard, so
nice.
It's close.
It's close. Well, the dobro people get very mad if you call something a dobro that isn't like with their little name on it, but it's a dobro. get over it. It's the way I, how long have you played that instrument?
3.5 years.
And do you play other stringed instruments as well?
Yeah, I play the guitar and I've noodled on the mandolin a little bit, but mostly it's just guitar. This is just something I play for the bluegrass band.
I was wondering about that. Is it hard to adapt to playing dobro from those other instruments?
Yes, because it has the rolling element of the banjo, which is kind of difficult. And then when you're a guitar player, you think a lot in chords. And dobro, you have to think even more in chords because it's always like, okay, I can't play this because of the bar, the nature of the bar. So,
and are the frets even... you don't press the string against the frets.
No.
That's what I thought, because there is a good... If you don't... I'm assuming you probably know what a dobro is as you're listening, but, you know, it's typically played like a guitar sideways. It would almost look like a steel guitar. There's a resonator metal on the front that kind of looks like a hubcap to a lot of people. And I, looking at you, the strings are a good half inch above the fretboard. Mm-hmm. So that's really just a reference point for you, I guess, as to where to maybe hold the strings. Or do you even explain how you play it?
You just put the bar right on the fret, or for me, it's a little bit behind. That's just the way it looks.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you're actually putting it right on the fret, and you'll still get the chord you're looking for, the sound you're looking for. There's still a guide. They're very important still.
And that's Norman Lee, by the way, who's a senior this year at Wheeling Park. Do you know what you're doing come fall?
College for some form of engineering.
That's excellent. Do you have it narrowed down yet or still?
It's going to probably be electrical with computer science.
Excellent. Well, I'm happy to hear that. Any shout-outs to pass along?
Shout-out to my dad, Chris Lee, because he drove two of us up today and hauled the bass up, sort of just dropped everything to do that. And shout-out to, even though he's not here, Mr. DeMassey, because he does a lot of this chaperoning and has to deal with us all gabbing in the back of his car.
Is Mr. DeMassey the one that would be concerned about the way Amelia's hat is on today? Or
no.
Is that okay? That's
Mr. DeMassey is our other mandolin player's father.
Okay, got it. And is your dad wearing the Penguins jersey?
Yep.
Okay, and the Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation is a proud supporter of everything we do here at SLB. So we'll have to get a picture of you later. They'll get a kick out of seeing you together. Let's meet the banjo player, and I'm going to ask Jacob, what song did you open up with?
That was Farewell Blues. I'm not sure who wrote it, but I've heard Flat and Scruggs do it, so that's where I kind of got my inspiration from.
And how long have you played banjo?
Well, I started my freshman year, so it's coming up on 4 years.
Wow. You guys have such a great bluegrass tradition at Wheeling Park. It's incredible. You're also a senior this year. Do you know what fall holds for you?
Yeah, I'm going to be going to WVU for landscape architecture.
Excellent. That's a great field. Any shout-outs?
I'm struggling to think of any out there, but yeah, I guess I'd like to thank Mr. Mattis and Mr. Turbanek for running this thing for so long and for putting up with us. And then also, of course, everyone who's helped out chaperoning us around, and then all the past members, too, have set a great precedent for us.
Now, we were talking about the jamboree earlier. Do you have any personal relationship? Have you been to a jamboree show?
I actually haven't been to a jamboree show. A couple of these guys here have played at the 84th annual jamboree, but I'm not sure if you're hinting at this, but on WWOV, the new home of the Wheeling Jamboree, I'm working with its owner, Dave Heath, or its president, I should say, to make a show targeted towards youth and people just starting bluegrass. To kind of get them initiated and getting a foothold. So I'm working on that right now. So at WWOV, the website, or at 101.1 FM in Wheeling, you can tune into that hopefully soon.
That's great. You'll be hosting a program?
Yeah. No,
I didn't know that. That's fantastic. Let us keep us aware of that, if you could, because maybe we can help you promote it or call attention to it. That's great.
Yeah.
Excellent. Is Jacob McPhail, and we've got three other members to meet and then three more songs, so why don't we just pass the mic down and we'll meet Michael Drury. Michael, also a senior this year. How are you, Michael?
I'm doing good.
Did I get your last name right?
Michael Drury, yeah.
Yeah, and tell me about yourself.
Well, I have been playing in the band since my little ways into my freshman year, so that's going to be about 4 years, exclusively guitar. I've played a little bit of piano in the past, and I'm trying to learn to play harmonica now. It's just been a fun endeavor.
Are you taking lessons or just self?
No, I'm just, you know, YouTube videos online.
Isn't it amazing? You can learn a lot that way.
I don't learn anything anymore.
Now, and you're graduating. What are your plans?
I'm going to be going to West Virginia Wesleyan in Buchanan for clinical psychology.
Excellent. And I always am curious about these things. I know everybody is asking you that question when you're a senior, but it's kind of neat to know you're all such talented musicians and thank music you. Is still part of your life, no matter what you might choose to study or do as a job. Do you want to acknowledge anyone or say hello?
I would like to give a shout out to my brother, who doesn't usually get to hear me play because he lives in Iowa, but can today through the wonders of media streaming.
Excellent. What's his name?
His name's Jamie Drury.
Okay, Jamie, let us know you're listening if you care to. You can send us a text at 412-200-5975, 412-200-5975, or if you're listening at slbradio.org, you'll see a big old instant input box where you can type a message in, and we'll make sure that we pass that along to Michael. Thanks, Michael. Now, Amelia, who's wearing an adorable hat and whose fiddle has a pretty leaf on it, and you can just tell Amelia's got a little spark of something different. There's something different about Amelia.
Thank you.
I don't mean to tease. Tell me about yourself.
Well, I've been playing this fiddle for about 4 years. So this fiddle I'm playing right now, I got it from Johnny Cochran at Augusta, and it was really funny how he gave it to me. He randomly walked up, and he was like, "I have this fiddle, take it." And I was like, okay. And, well, it turns out it was like $300, and Mr. Trebanek said he would buy it for me if I'd stop wearing the hats. So, Mr. Trebanek really doesn't like the hats, but we still love them.
Well, this is radio. So, Mr. Trebanek, Amelia is really not wearing a hat. I was just joking. usually when they say take it in music, they mean like it's your turn to solo. But in this case, Johnny said take it, and you just ended up with the fiddle.
Yeah.
It's your senior year, and what are your plans?
I think I'm going to go into environmental biology.
It's a great field. Do you know where you would like to go?
West Liberty.
Excellent. That's a great school. Yeah. We have a lot of friends at West Liberty. It's not far from Wheeling Park, but nice smaller school with some really great things going on there, including
actually a professor in radio and communications up at West
Liberty. Oh, we'll find out about that. That's good to know. Any shout-outs for you?
Shout-out to my sister, Destiny, living in Carrick, I think. And shout-out to my mom, Christy.
Excellent. Thank you, Amelia. And let's go to our last member, and then we've got some more songs. And it's Ben, right?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Ben. And were you saying that it's your dad that teaches at West Lib?
No, that was Norman.
Oh, Norman. I'm sorry. I thought you were calling attention to him. And Ben, you are 15. You're the youngster of the group, to speak.
I'm actually the fill-in mandolinist. The senior mandolinist couldn't be here today. So
I see. How long have you played mandolin?
I've played mandolin for 3 years or so.
And was it hard to learn?
Not really, because I came over from the fiddle, and the fiddle is pretty much the same as a mandolin.
How about the action of the strum of the mandolin can be so fast and so repetitive. I've never really asked this question of anybody, but does your wrist actually hurt after a while, or do you have to condition yourself?
Whenever you first get started, it hurts a little, I guess, but you get used to it after a while.
Yeah, well, would you like to pass along any hellos to anyone?
My mom and dad and all my relatives should be listening out there, I hope.
Excellent.
But, yeah.
I hope so, too. And while I have you here as, you know, a younger member, so there's six of you here today, but I think you've got younger members that kind of mature and get to play sort of in the senior band, I guess. How many musicians are there roughly that are in the system overall? Do you, I mean, 14?
14 or so.
That's fantastic. Are you turning new people onto bluegrass, do you think, that kids that maybe don't have? Yeah.
Certainly.
Yeah, I can say for myself, I'd never really consciously listened to bluegrass, yes. Nothing like that. And then Norman over here just said, we need a banjo player. So I figured, I guess I'll try. Yeah.
And then there you are. Yeah. Wow. And here you are ready to host a bluegrass show on the radio. Well, it's great to have all of you here. You can just, I'll reach over. There we go. I've got this mic back. And this is the Wheeling Park High School Bluegrass Band. And I think you've got three more numbers to do, one at a time. And what would you like to do next?
We're going to do an old gospel song called I'll Fly Away.
I'll Fly Away. Here they are, the Wheeling Park High School Bluegrass Band. As Jacob is going to learn, when you're on the radio, the signal goes all over the place and people get to listen. So I have a few messages to pass along. First of all, Jeremy writes that he is listening. Hi, it's Jeremy. This is Jeremy, Michael Drury's brother, listening in. So proud of you, Michael, he writes.
Thank you, Mimi.
And let's see, George. Is in Hackettstown, New Jersey. Yes. Lily, you are the best. We love you from your New Jersey family.
Oh, I love you too, George.
And George loves you so much. We got that message twice from them. And if you would like to send a message to anybody in the Wheeling Park High School Bluegrass Band, you can do so. Text us at 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975, or go to slbradio.org and use instant input. We put a couple pictures of the band up on Facebook so you can enjoy getting a sense of what they look at. Oops, Amelia, your hat's showing in the picture. We'll try to Photoshop that out. What's next? What's your next song?
We're going to do a song called Early Morning Rain by Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Excellent. Early Morning Rain, the Wheeling Park High School Bluegrass Band.
In the early morning rain, with a dollar in my hand and an aching in my heart and my pockets full of sand, I'm a long way from home and I miss my loved one so. In the early morning rain, with no place to go, out on runway number 9, big 707 set to go. Well, I'm stuck here on the grass, where the pavement never grows. Well, the liquor tasted good, and the women all were fast. Well, there she goes, my friend, she'll be rolling down at last. Hear the mighty engines roar. Westward bound, far above the clouds she'll fly, where the morning rain don't fall and the sun always shines. She'll be flying over my home in about 3 hours' time. This old airport's got me down. It's no earthly good to me, 'cause I'm stuck here on the ground, as cold and drunk as I can be. You can jump a jet plane, like you can a freight train. So I best be on my way in the early morning rain. So I best be on my way in the early morning rain.
The Wheeling Park High School Bluegrass Band. Who helps with the arrangements? I loved the way that song was arranged. They sort of each, there's a trio, you heard the vocals with our dobro, banjo, and bass player, and then the guitar and fiddle and mandolin were huddled around the other mic, providing a little bit of the flavor to the music as you were playing. Who helps you with that?
Well, it's definitely, in a lot of cases, the person who proposes the song has a good idea of what they want it to sound like. But then when we first try it out in practice, maybe the teacher or maybe some students will ask, hey, can I try this? Or what if we do this? And then sometimes, like in one song recently, we had a song, but we didn't have an ending. So then we went around the room trying to figure out what to do.
Very comedic fact.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you can propose a song to bring to the band. How cool. You just have one more, huh?
Yes.
It's been so good to have you here. Nancy Spillers writes,
Lily. My grandmother.
You're getting lots of fan mail today, Lily.
Hi, Mimi.
Lily, you sound so great. So proud of you and all the band, Mimi and Papa.
Aw, hi, Mimi. Hi, Papa.
So they're,
love you guys.
They wrote. And if you haven't gotten the message, I'm sure folks will let you know when you eventually see them later today. They're so rapt with listening that they can't tear themselves away to send a message. Our text number again is 412-200-5975 or go to slbradio.org. This is our last chance to talk. Did anybody want to say something that they didn't get a chance to say?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. So one thing that I like to mention every time we play is that we have a Facebook page. So even if you might not be here for one gig or another, like the Facebook page at Wheeling Park High School Bluegrass Band on Facebook, and you'll get notifications whenever we have gigs. You'll be able to see all of our pretty faces, which you're missing right now, and many other things. So we'd love to see you there. But for gigs, I'm not sure what we have coming up. Yeah, it's these things usually roll in as spring comes. But I guess we'll move on to the next song.
Augusta.
Oh, that's a good thing to mention. Is in Parsons, well, not Parsons, it's Elkins, West Virginia. There it is. There's a nice little program run by Davis and Elkins, the college, where they welcome anyone from any level to learn their instrument or to learn a music. And we're there for Bluegrass Week. They have a lot of other weeks like Cajun, classic
time.
Country, old time. Yeah, even dancing and vocal weeks, they have everything. And we would love to see you guys there if you have any interest, if you're an absolute beginner, or if you just want to learn from some of the best players out there. Be sure to show up.
Well, it's really terrific to have you here. You're all really talented.
Oh,
and
you.
I hope we'll see you again, if not with this band. For those of you who are graduating, just you're always welcome to come down. Just get in touch with us. What song are you going
to
finish up with?
You want to do it?
Oh,
we're doing that one?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Good thing I asked, huh?
Yeah, that's okay.
Well, you might not see this, but we have to capo up and do all this tuning. Usually I like to do that when we're talking.
Tuning's okay. You know what? You can tune. I have to ID some stations. So let me do that. WRCT Pittsburgh, WIU PFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ Grove City, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, WOHM Charleston. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. This is Larry Berger. Great job in mixing today by Chad Green and Demetrius Green. Thanks for being with us. You're tuned and ready. And what song did you pick?
We're playing Victim of the Tomb, and I'm not exactly sure who wrote this. I think it may have been John Duffy. He writes a lot of these, but I found this in the Country Gentleman catalog. So.
Sounds good. Here again with great thanks to you for making it up here today, the Wheeling Park High School Bluegrass Band.
But death, alas, has laid him low. Another victim to the tomb. It was in the time of autumn, the golden leaves lay all around, that we laid our dear old father away beneath the cold, damp ground. It seems like a short time ago that he was in the fullest bloom, but death, alas, has laid him low, another victim to the tomb. Many bitter tears were shed, our sad hearts all beat with anguish as he lay on his dying bed. It seems but a short time ago that he was in the fullest bloom, but death, alas, has laid him low, another victim to the tomb. Savior's summons he was ready. On his journey home to go, and though he passed through dark valleys, washed in the blood whiter than snow, it seems but a short time ago that he was in the fullest bloom. But death, alas, has laid him low, another victim to the tomb. Another victim to the tomb.
The Wheeling Park High School Bluegrass Band. Kayla writes, you all sound really good as usual. I can't wait till where you guys are. That's Kayla Evick. And also Craig and Macon, Georgia writes to say how good you sound. Thank you all for being here today. It's a real pleasure, and I hope we'll get a chance to see you again.